in the world, they're both called Eino. Rabbi Tarfon holds what's called Eino, 1/3. The Rabbanon holds what's called Eino, Yijipim the person, 1/6. Now, if Yijipim less than that, the Gemara thought that according to both of them, it's a stack time halacha. According to Rabbanon, if you charge a little bit less than 1/6, or according to Rabbi Tarfon, if you charge a little bit less than 1/3, it should have the exact same halacha. It starts like this. Iyam with Bishleima, if you're going to tell me, Iyam with Bishleima, Pachis Mishtus, L'Rabbanon, Bechdeishi Yiru L'Tagir, Oy L'Kroivoy. You want to tell me that Bishleima, that Pachis Mishtus Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon Shita, that if he charges you less than 1/6, so then, that we say, it's a Mechila, that you can't get the money back, that's only Bechdeishi Yiru L'Tagir L'Kroivoy. That's only if he waited already the time that he had enough to go home and show to other merchants or to his kroivim and then come back and complain. In other words, if he would come back to complain right away, to say, listen, you charged me more than I expected, even though it's less than 1/6, he has the right to get it back. So that's one way. Or the Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon in Kol Hayom, according to Rabbi Tarfon, the lachar is that the lokeach has the right to come and complain and say nothing doing the whole day. In other words, if you charge me less than 1/3, which according to Rav Tarfon is not called Eino, but when do we say it's called a mechila, that you have a right to keep the extra money? Only after the whole day passes by. But throughout that whole first day, the lakeach has the right to come back and complain, listen, you charged me more than I expected, I want my money back. If so, if that would be the pshat, then mishum hochi chazru. That's why it's very good why the Tagrim and Lud retracted. They did not like what Rav Tarfon said, they would rather go after the Rabbanin, because according to the Rabbanin, he could only retract within an hour or two, whereas according to Rabbi Tarfon, the lokeach could retract the whole day. So they have more to lose, according to Rabbi Tarfon, than according to the Rabbanin. Again, even though Rabbi Tarfon is a bigger makol, he says you have a right to charge up into 1/3. It's only when you charge 1/3 more, that's called Eino. Then you have an Issa Eino. But if you charge less than 1/3, there's no Issa, you're allowed to charge less than 1/3. Still, the Tagrim didn't like what Rav Tarfon said. Why? Because you're telling me now, even when he charges less than 1/3, the lakeach still has the right to come and get it back. The lakeach is not moichel right away. It's only a mechila that you can keep it if he waits, according to Rabbanan, an hour or two. According to Rav Tarfon, he waits the whole day. But he has the whole day to come back and say, listen, nothing doing. You charged me too much. You charged me a fourth, more than less than 1/3. You charged me 1/4. I don't like it. So then it's good why they have a chayzer. Because they don't have anything to gain by holding by Rav Tarfon, they have more to gain by holding by the Rabbanin. Because according to the Rabbanin, the lokeach could only be chayzer an hour or two. Once the hour or two pass by, he can't be chayzer. So if we charge him less than 1/6, chutz will be able to keep what we charged. But according to Rav Tarfon, even though we could charge up into 1/3, but when we charge that much, the lokeach will be smart like he has the whole day, he'll come and retract and say, nothing doing. You charged me too much, I want that money back. Therefore, the Tagrim, the merchants in Lud, decided would rather hold like the Rabbanin, that he could only retract within an hour or two, rather than holding like Rav Tarfon, that they could retract the whole day. Then it'll be good pshat. But Eli Yamrit, but if you want to tell me that Pachis Mishus L'Rabbanin, that according to the Rabbanin Shita, whenever you charge less than 1/6, like normal profit, when you sell something, and the seller charges less than 1/6 profit, you want to tell me then, La'alter Hadin Mechila, that the Melech is allowed to do it. And the lokeach also is like moichel right away. As soon as the lokeach pays the money for it, that's it. He can't retract anymore. It's a mechila right away. I only charge you less than 1/6. There's no isser or no involved. So therefore the sale takes place, and you can't retract at all. If you want to tell me that's a pshat, if so, Ula Rebbe Tarfon. What should be according to Rebbe Tarfon? Nami. It should be the exact same look according to Rebbe Tarfon. That li'alter have a mechila. That any time the sale went through, and he charged you less than 1/3, even though it's a drop less than 1/3, that's not called Eino, according to Rabbi Tarfon. If he sold you something worth $24 for $31, that's not called Eino, he charged you less than 1/3 more. So, and then the pshat is that lekech, as soon as he pays for it, it's called a nechila right away, he can't get back his money. So if so, these merchants, amai chozru b'di Rabbi Tarfon, why did they retract? For Rabbi Tarfon's halacha, lechura nichalu tfei. Does Amai Chazu, why do they retract from Rav Tarfon? Well, it doesn't make sense. Nichol lehu tvei demai de rabbonu ka meshavi leyano l'Rabbi Tarfon ever mechila. Like, why should they retract? According to the Rabbonin Shita, once you charge him 1/6 more, for 1/6 alone it becomes Eino. There's a lock of Eino. And therefore, the lakech has a right to retract. And if you charge him more than a sixth, then it's botla nekach. Whereas according to Rabbi Tafin, you have a right to charge up to a third. As long as you charge a drop less than a third, everything is okay. You're telling me it's called mechila right away. That as soon as lakeach pays for it, that's it. The sale is said. You can't retract it. Says so. Why did these merchants retract? Like, of course, it makes more sense to hold like Rav Tafin than to hold like the Rabbanan. According to Rav Tafin, you have a right to gain legally the heter up to a third. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, you could only gain a sixth, not more. So it doesn't make any sense why the Tagrim were retracted from Rav Tafin, hold like the Rabbanan. So this should be a proof to say that the Shalom we ask, that even the Halacha is less than a shtus, when I charge you less than a sixth, still the Halacha is that we say it's a mechila, that Lokeach has no right to come back and complain, that's only if he does it right away. That's only if he doesn't come back within the hour or two, within the time he has to go home and show it to people. But if he comes back right away, he has a right to retract. And since he has a right to retract, then the Tagrim would rather hold like the Rabbanan Shita, that they could only retract for an hour or two, how long it takes to go home and show the Kerovim, rather than holding like Rav Tafin, that according to Rav Tafin, they could retract the whole day. So then it makes sense. But if you tell me, though, that the locher is, once you charge less than I know, it's a mechila right away, it doesn't make any sense they should change from Rav Tafin to the Rabbanan. Samara says, no. Ni Savrit, who told you to hold that Pachis Mishlish L'Rabbi Tarfin, Ki Pachis Mishtus L'Rabbanan Dami, who told you that less than a third according to Rabbi Tarfin would have the exact same halacha as less than a sixth according to the Rabbanan? No. Loi, I tell you, Mishtush V'Yachlish, whenever you charge from one sixth to a third the Rabbi Tarfin, Ki Shtus Atzim L'Rabbanan Dami, there's the same halacha like a Shtus by itself according to Rabbanan? Maybe. That's Kishtus Atzma the Rabbanan Dami. So Rashi says, Mishtus V'yachlish Rabbi Tafin. Heavy I know. It has a locha like a no. Once you charge from a sixth to the third, it's also called a no, according to Rabbi Tafin. And it's Kishtus Atzma the Rabbanan. It has the same locha like Kishtus according to Rabbanan. If so, where's the whole machlokes then, Rabbi Tafin and Rabbanan? V'yena cholak ha'kachom emelo, tepitl nekech zitu. That's what Rabbanan say. Once you charge more than a sixth, automatically the mechir is bottled, it's not a mechir anymore, it's only a loch of one-sixth that the mechir is chal, you have to pay back the money. But if you charge more than a sixth, it's called bitl ha-nekach. That's what the Rabbanan hold. On this, Rabbi Tafin argues and says no. Meshav ilu ayno, he charges it to be ayno, and v'yodol alel yoyno, and his hand is above. V'yaliv with the Rabbanan, shneim chayzrin. And according to Rabbanan, no, they both can be chayzer. But according to Rabbi Tarfin, they both can't be chayzer. It's yod al yoyin as loch like I know. Maybe that's the whole machlokes. But ein achanami, less than a shtus, according to everybody, is a mechila right away, maybe. Just from a shtus until a third, that's the machlokes. That according to the Rabbanan, it's called a bitul mekach right away. And according to Rabbi Tarfin, it's not a bitul mekach right away. There's a loch like a regular din of I know, that they could retract. He has time to retract. According to Rabbi Tarfin, he could retract the whole day. If so, what did the Tagrim, what did the dealers feel happy when they first heard Rabbi Tafran's halacha? Rabbi Tafran said in the Mishnah that I know is only one third. So if you're telling me though now that from one sixth to one third is not really yours, it has halacha of I know. That the lekeach has the right to come and take it back. So what did the Tagrim feel happy for? So Gemara says, Tivshit Yishving Araya then, Tebitu Nekech LeRabbonon, L'yoylam Chayzer. I'd say that's why they felt happy. That according to the Rabbanan Shita, whenever you charge more than a sixth, if you charge more than a sixth, the locker is, the lakeach has the right to retract and say later when he finds out you charged me more than a sixth, that's a real jip, and that's more than I know, and there's a right to say nothing doing it, it's a bitla mekach. And how long could lakeach do this for? L'yoylam. No matter how long it is, he could always do this. L'yoylam, he could do it. Rabbanan L'yoylam Chayzer. So therefore that's the Rabbanan Shita. Now it's very good. According to Rabbi Tafin, it's not that way. According to Rabbi Tafin, from a sixth until a third has a locha like a no itself. A no itself, the lakeah could only come and claim his money back that day. If he waits more than a day, he can't come and collect his money back. So therefore, at the beginning, they felt much more happier according to Rabbi Tafin than according to the Rabbanan. Because according to the Rabbanan, once I charge you more than a sixth, the lakeah could always come and claim it back. But according to Rabbi Tarfin, he cannot always come and claim it back. According to Rabbi Tafin, up until a third has a loch of Einor. Even a third has a loch like Einor. So from a sixth until a third has a loch of Einor. That the Mechir is not bottle Yelam. It's only Lakeach has a right to come back and complain and get his money back. Get the extra money. And that is only a time limit for it. So at the beginning, the Targum felt very good. Here Rabbi Tafin's pshat. But the Chiv and the Yomlu Rabbi Tafin. Once Rabbi Tafin said back to them, and just say numbers like this: the Chiv and the Yomlu Rabbi Tafin. Heavy I know when Rabbi Tafin told the merchants that you should know up until the third is called I know that it's not bottle Yelam Samchu. So they felt very good. But Kiyom Aluhu, but when Rabbi Tafin told back to them, Kol Hayoyim Chazru, that Lakech has a whole day, has the right a whole day to come and complain back, the Chisalka Daitcho, the Bitzel Mekach Larabonon, Pechzei Shiyu, Latagir, Lakroivoi, B'mai Samchu. Because these, now that's what we want to prove now, that according to the Rabbonin, that once you charge more than a sixth, you could be Chazer Loilam. Because these, Sanko Daitcho, you're going to tell me, the Bitzel Mekach Larabonon, that no, according to the Rabbanan, even when he charges you more than a sixth, even if he charges you more than I know, that the Lachar is, it's a bit lamekach, so Lakech has the right to come back and say, I don't want to sell anymore. It's only b'chdei shiir ala tagir ala kroivoy. It's only by time, it's only by b'chdei that he could, that is b'chdei shiir ala tagir. Or ala kroivoy, it's also only that he could retract this hour too. If so, to my somchu. So then what did the tagrim feel happy about? They should have been much more happy. What do they feel better for? According to Rabbi Tafin, they don't gain anything. If according to the Rabbanan, even more than a sixth, it's also not a bitul mekach liyolam. It's only for the hour or two, so what do they gain by holding by Rabbi Tafin? According to Rabbanan Shrita, once an hour or two goes by, that's it. The Meicha keeps it. So what do they feel so happy about holding like Rabbi Tafin? But my Somcha, what do they gain by Rabbi Tafin? So Mara says, no, still they gain something. Hatayu Simcha, they were happy. Bishtus Atzmo, the Lachavi only charge you exactly one sixth more. To the Rebbe Tafin, according to Rebbe Tafin, Nechila. According to Rebbe Tafin, we only charge you one sixth. That's called the Nechila, according to Rebbe Tafin. Ule Rabbonin, I know. But according to Rabbonin, it's called I know. So therefore, we're bringing a proof, though. It's more mistake to say that our first Shaila, that you say that less than a shtus is called Nechila, that's also with this man. It's only if he comes and complains and asks it back right away. But he doesn't come and ask it back, it's not a Nechila loyla. It's not a Nechila right away. So it's more therefore fitting good why the Targum held more, felt happy when the first held like a Tafin. Now the Gemara says, Iborliu, I have a question like this. Now we ask the question itself. Bito Mekach LeRabbonim. According to the Rabbonin Shita, when he charges you more than a sixth, that we say if you charge more than a sixth, that's more than the din of Einor, that the Tilkos Einor, that the Mechir is bottle. Is Liyolam Chayzer? Is it a pshat whenever the Lakech wakes up even a month or a year later, he could retract? Or Dilma, maybe no. Maybe he only has the same hour or two, the time that he goes home and shows it to another merchant, or shows it to his kroivim. And once he accepts it then, that's it. We say he accepted the extra money, and it's like a mechila. That's our shayla. When he charges more than a sixth, does Lakech always have a right to complain, to get his money back, say to Bitl Mekach, or only for an hour or two? Now, Vim Tim Slemif, you're going to tell me, no, there's a time limit here. It's only b'chdei shiir l'tagir l'kroivoy, even though he charged you more than a sixth. That you have a right to make a bitul mekach out of it, to say you want the sale to go. You don't want it anymore. You want to retract. That's only in this first hour or two, the time you have to go and show it to someone, then you should come back and complain right away. But if you don't come back to complain right away, then we say for sure you know what's going on, and you're Michael. If so, then my ikur ben shtus liyester ashtus. And so, what would be the difference then between the ikar halacha of a shtus itself or more than a shtus? In both cases, it's the same thing. That he only has an hour or two to come back and complain. So, once an hour or two goes by, in both places, the mechila is chal. So, what's the difference? Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, ikar, there's a difference. The ilu shtus, if I only charge you a sixth more, I'll tell you, misha nesana, the one that got gypped, chayzer, he has the right to retract. Like his hand is eliyona. He has the right to say, listen, either pay me back the extra dollar you charge me, or else I want no mekach to be bottled. But only the one that got gypped could be chayzer. The other one that did not get gypped cannot be chayzer. But v'yilu yeser ashtus, whenever you charge more than a sixth, then alachrish neyem chayzerin. They both have a right to be chayzer. So therefore, we have a good shayla. There is a difference between shtus itself and more than a shtus. So we have a shayla according to the Rabbanim. When he charges you more than a sixth, that more than a sixth was saying, Allah, it's called bitul hanekach, that he has a right. To retract is it only within the first hour or two that he goes home and shows it to his Kreuzim, he should come right back and complain. And if he doesn't come right back, we say he was Meichel, he gave in. Whereas maybe no, as long as he wants, he could do it. Zemar says, Toshima, come in here. Chosdu divrecha come in. It says in the Mishnah again that this Tagri Lud, the merchants in Lud, after they heard what Rav Tafan has to say, that he has the Wakeach has a right to retract the whole day, not only an hour or two, so they figured, we don't want you, Rav Tafan. They will chos the divrecha come. They wanted to better hear what the Chum has to say. So it's like this. Iyam rit bishleim a bitul nekach. If you tell me now that Bitul Mekach, when they charge you more than a sixth, according to Rabbonin, when could Lakech retract? Only that first hour or two. Long as it takes you to show it to another merchant, or Lakroivoy. Ulu Rabbi Tarfin, according to Rabbi Tarfin, Kol Hayoyim, no, Lakech has the right to retract the whole day. If so, Mishum Hochi Chazru. That's why they went to retract and they would rather hold, like the Rabbonin Shita. Because, according to the Rabbanan, the Lakech could only retract within the first hour or two. If he doesn't retract then, the Meicha gains on the deal. Whereas, according to Rabbi Tarfin, the Lakech has the right to retract the whole day. So it's good why they went back to the Rabbanan Shita. But early, if you want to tell me, Bitul Nekech LeRabbanan, that according to the Rabbanan Shita, when you charge more than a sixth, that we say the Lakech is the Mechir is Batul, and how long could Lakech be Chayzer? If you want to tell me, Li'olam Chayzer, he could always come and retract. There's no time limit. If so, am I Chazru? Peter Rav Tarfin. Why did the Tagri Lud, why did the merchants there go back from what Rav Tarfin held? How could they hold back to Rabbanin? According to Rabbanin Shita, once you charge more than a sixth, which is way less than a third, it's a Bitul Nekech no matter what. So Lakech will come back even a year from now and come and complain. But according to you, Rav Tarfin, you can't retract. It's not a Bitul Mekach yet. It's only a Halach of Einor. And Halach of Einor is, you can't retract the Erlam. So why should they be Chayzer from Rav Tarfin? Samara says, no. Nichalu Tfei, to come Meshav Yilei Einor, Kol Hayoyim, Vesula Bitul Mekach, this part of the Kasha. Nichalu Tfei, to come Meshav Yilei Einor, Kol Hayoyim, Vesula Bitul Mekach, they should rather like what Rav Tarfin says. That it's only called enough for one day, that's all. That's all he can retract is one day. And then it won't be a Bitul Mekach anymore. So it's part of the Kasha. Why did the merchants like what the Rabbanan said? They should still stick with Rabbi Tarfin. According to the Rabbanan, once you charge more than a sixth, that's it. The Lakeh could always retract. You lose out your money. Whereas according to Rabbi Tarfin, when you charge more than a sixth, we're saying it has Lakeh like I know. The Lakeh of I know is, when could Lakeh come and complain, get his money back? Only that day? But once the day goes by, he can't get his money back anymore. So the Moichrim should have been more happier with Rabbi Tarfin than the Rabbanan. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you. So Mara says, Bitul Mekach lo shchiach, I'll tell you no. The Tagrim wanted to be chayzik because they figured to charge more than a sixth is not so shchiach. That's not what we usually do. Usually what we do is we charge, let's say, less than a sixth. So if we charge less than a sixth, then it's a big difference. That according to the Rabbanan Shita, he could only retract within an hour or two. After that, he can't retract anymore. Whereas according to Rabbi Tarfin, they can retract within the whole day. So since what usually happens is when you sell something, usually you only charge like less than a sixth anyway, since so they would rather hold the way Rabbi Tarfin, or else they only charge a sixth, not more than that, so therefore they would rather hold like the Rabbanan Shita, not less than a sixth. Let's say they charge only a sixth. But to charge more than a sixth is lo shchiach. But a sixth is shchiach, let's say. So they would rather hold like Rabban and Shita, that when we charge you a sixth, the lakeach only has the right to come and complain to get his shtus back only the first hour or two. But once the first hour or two goes by, they can't get it back. Whereas according to Rabbi Tarfin's psak, he said, kol hayayim, so you have a right to come and retract the whole day. That's why they did not like what Rabbi Tarfin said. They would rather go back to what the Rabban said. All right, turn over. Omar Rav. Rav says like this. Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Pochus mishtus, nikne mekach. Whenever he charges less than a sixth, that's it. Less than a sixth is not called, it's not called oinor, and therefore the sale takes place, and it's called a mechila. The Chur means to say it's a mechila right away. The Rashi says, la'alter. Because if he charges you, the halacha is like we just said. The halacha is if he charges you less than a sixth, so the sale takes place. And Lakeh cannot be Chayzer at all. Not even right away, not even the first hour or two. But that's a slur, it's called Mechila right away. So whenever he charges you less than a sixth, that's it. You pay for it, the sale takes place. Yes, Rashtus,
Let's say it charges you more than a sixth. Bitul mekach. Then the mechir is bottle. Yeah. Shtus, whatever he only charges you 1/6, then kona, the mechira takes place. Or machzor eino, and he also has a right to complain and get back the extra money he charged you. And these last two halachas, that we say more than a shtus, is called bitla mekach. That's only if he comes and complains right away. You have to come back an hour or two later. The same that we say the sixth that he charged you, he has the right to come and get it back. That's only if he comes and complains right away. During that time that he goes home and shows it to another merchant or shows it to his kroivim. But if he waits longer than that, we say again it's called mechila and he can't get it back anymore. Tanya kabos the Rabbi, we learn like Rava. Says, I know, pochus, mishtus, nikta mekach. The mechila takes place, mashma, that's it. Yes, the mashtus, I charge you more than a sixth, botu mekach. Shtus, I charge you exactly a sixth, kona, umachzer, I know. Divrei Rabbi Nosin, Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Rabbi Nosin. Rabbi Yehuda, Nosin Yomer. Yad mechir al yoyna. No, the mechir has the upper hand. Right, some will I tain li mekach, give me back my mekach. I tain li mash, and isoni, what I lost out. But the zev is there, so clearly all these halachas are, the cheshir la tagar la kreivai. That we say we charge more than a sixth. That you say exactly a sixth, you could only retract within that first hour or not. That they both hold. Rashi said, the only machlek is Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, that Rav of left lay the Rav of Yod lal yoyna. The masis and swilak Rav Nosin the Brisa. Kaimon Rav Nosin dainhu. They held like Rav Nosin that there's no such shvara as the Yad Meicher al hal yoyna. Now, ad mosai mutla hafzat. Till how long could you retract? So Mar says, Amr Rav Nachman. Loi shonu elu lakeich. That's what the Mishnah says, you can only retract within the first hour or two. That's only a question if the lakeich was jipped. Because when the lakeich takes it home, he goes home and he shows it to people. And he should realize that he got jipped or not. So he knows that he got jipped, he should come back and return it. But the moicha liyodem chayzer. He could always retract. Because he doesn't have the chayvitz with him. So he doesn't realize it. So he has time later to wake up. Therefore, even later he could retract. Name of the settlement being a raya. Chazul dir chomim. It says the Mishnah, the tag with lud, returned back to the chomim. So yam with fishleim and moicha liyodem chayzer. Tell me now the moicha always has the right to retract. If so, Mishamachi Chazru. That's why they went back to what the Rabbanan said. But she's saying, why are you Meichrin? They were the Meichrin. The Enenem Yaakov is the man, Hachazor Rav Taf and Shraf, the Rabbanan Leolam Chazrin. Therefore, they rather hold back to Rabbanan Shita. Eliyam, written Meichrin Namik Lakhevdom, and the Meichrin is only like Lakhayach. So, my Nafkulumine, why did the Tagrin Lud? Why didn't they hold back Rav Tafrin? Kiech, the Avla Rabbanan the Kant Lakhayach, Hokinam the Avla Rabbanan the Kant Lamechr. So what did they gain? So Gemara says, Tagre Lord lo shchir to toy. But Tagre wasn't shchir, they didn't make any mistakes. The Moichah didn't make any mistakes. They knew what they were doing. There's only a question of Lakech, they'll jit Lakech. So therefore, as far as Lakech goes, they would rather hold that to Rabbanan Shita, that he could only retract within the first hour or two, than hold like a Tafrin, that he has a whole day to retract. Or Shazichna Dvorim Bachoma Zovin Chamra. Yeah, alright, so man. Alright, we'll stop here. So you're holding that Nun Aleph Omer Aleph, so top Gemara. Just list Gemara again when the two dots it just was. That Al-Mosai Mutla Hachzeh, Omer Rav Nachman L'Shonim El Lakeach. It's only the Lakeach, the one that's buying it, he only has the right to retract within the hour or two. Al-Vomoicher, Al-Li'erlam Chayzer, he only has the right to retract. If the Moicher got jipped, he could always come back and ask back for the Yoinor. So let me bring you a proof. Because it says, Chozul Odivrei Chachamim, says in the Mishnah, that the Tagrei Lud, at the end, return back to what the Chum said. Now it's like this. If you're going to tell